This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareu o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we're going to be talking about how to cultivate hope. And it's all based in the newsletter article that came into my inbox from the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand, and a couple of other articles that I found some good research on. Stick around for that, but first a shout out to a sponsor of Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Right, you won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, how to cultivate hope. So if you haven't subscribed to the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand newsletter yet, please do. It's so easy. You go to their website, www.mentalhealth.org.nz, and there'll be some window there you can put your details and subscribe. Once a month, we receive this newsletter packed with seasonal information. I always find it super, super helpful. So today's topic came from that newsletter, and it's called How to Cultivate Hope. I'm going to be reading some of that article, but as well as a couple of others that I came across during my research around the same topic. So why is hope important? Hope plays a crucial role in positive mental well-being. Hopeful people are less likely to experience depression and anxiety and more likely to actively participate in their own recovery when they face mental health challenges. Having a strong sense of hope also builds resilience and makes it easier to cope with life's challenges. We do talk about resilience quite often here on the show. So resilience is basically your ability to bounce back from life's challenges. So the more resilient you are, the quicker you can bounce back from those challenges. Hope makes such a difference to our mental well-being because it gives us a sense of purpose, something to look forward to, and something to work towards. If you have hope, you are more likely to set goals and work towards achieving them, which means you are creating more positive change in your own life. What is hope? We might think of hope as a feeling, but it's also a mindset which you can build and sustain through positive actions. When you have hope, you can see the possibility of good things in your future, but you also have belief in yourself that you can take steps to bring those good things about. Hope is a catalyst to taking positive action. Now, there is a note here. When someone is experiencing depression or suicidal thoughts, it could feel harder to cultivate hope. Some may even resist hopeful thinking because it feels too difficult. It is possible for anyone to cultivate hope. It may help to seek support from people you trust to work through some of the actions below. So, actions that can cultivate hope. Number one, embracing gratitude. You might make a list of things each day you feel grateful for, or make an effort to thank others and express your gratitude when they do something kind to you. Regularly practicing gratitude can make it easier to recognize all the good things we have in our lives. I've shared on the program before a couple of times that one of my favorite gratitude practices is to have a jar somewhere in the house, and at the end of the day to just grab a post-it note and write at least one thing you're very grateful for in your day. And then you fold it and put it into this jar. Now, some days it can feel very, very difficult to say you're grateful for something. But the more you practice, the more you can see the simple things, like might have been a bird you saw through the window or a little flower that you saw growing through the concrete. Doesn't need to be anything big. Or someone was nice to you at the supermarket, anything. And then what you do is, when you're having a really difficult day, you can open this jar and read through the post-its and remind yourself of all those beautiful things that did happen to you. So if you haven't tried the gratitude jar yet, please give it a go. Next, understand what gives you a sense of purpose. When you know what you're passionate about, you can set goals and work towards achieving them. When we're working on something we care about, we are more likely to feel motivated and to make greater progress. All of this builds our self-confidence and, in turn, creates hope. So yeah, knowing what you're passionate about and having a sense of purpose also helps cultivate hope. Understand your strength. Reflect on things you've achieved in your life, big or small, and let yourself feel proud. By recognizing our strengths and feeling confident in ourselves, we are cultivating hope that we can take action towards a positive life. And the secret here is, big or small, I love celebrating. I learned that to celebrate the smallest things. It's mostly free. Being proud of something I achieved, or people around me as well. I love celebrating the people that I love and that are around me. And it doesn't need to cost anything, but you're building that confidence in yourself and you're building the confidence on the people around you. And it's like a ripple effect. Next, we have take action on difficult feelings. If you're feeling anxiety or fear, try to reflect on the emotion and what might be causing it. Is there anything you could do to directly address the issue? It may be that anxiety or fear is not rational, in which case you may try the opposite action exercise found in the DBT therapy, so Dialectical Behavioral Therapy, or DBT for short. Taking a step to resolve or manage your own fear can build a stronger sense of hope. So the opposite action exercise that we learned from DBT is, for example, if you're feeling scared of doing something, do it anyway. Have the courage. So fear and the opposite will be courage. So take 5 seconds of courage and do it anyway, and that will retrain your brain to not have that same fear reaction when you are faced with a challenging situation. Next, we have hope together. Hope doesn't just have to be an individual practice. You could build it together with friends and whānau by taking positive action for your community. Connecting with people who have a hopeful attitude towards life, it's a powerful way to build and sustain hope. So this was the end of the newsletter, the Mental Health Foundation of New Zealand newsletter. So just going a little bit more into the DBT opposite exercise. So opposite action skill, all emotions activate us to respond, and the type of activation is biologically wired. The opposite action skill allows us to choose to respond opposite from what our biological response would activate us to do. They get us ready to act. Here are some examples. Thirst tells us that we need to hydrate. It activates us to drink water. Hunger tells us that we need to give our body fuel. It activates us to eat. Fatigue tells us that we need to rest. It activates us to sleep. The three emotions listed above are helpful for our survival, but those that follow require, though, before we act on opposite action may be helpful. Anger gets us ready to attack. It activates us to attack or defend. Opposite of anger is to show kindness, concern, or walk away. Shame. Shame gets us ready to hide. It activates us to isolate. The opposite, to raise your head up, give eye contact, shoulders back. Fear. Fear gets us ready to run or hide. It activates us to escape danger. The opposite is to go towards, stay involved in it, build courage. Depression gets us ready to be inactive. It activates us to avoid contact. The opposite is to get active and social. Disgust gets us ready to reject or distance ourselves. It activates us to avoid. The opposite is to push through and get through the situation. And guilt gets us ready to repair violations. It activates us to seek forgiveness. The opposite is to apologize and mean what we say. Now, remember, if we want an emotion to stick around or increase, continue to do the action as above. If we want an emotion to go away or become less uncomfortable, do the opposite action. If we want this skill to work, we must use opposite action all the way and believe that it will work. Now, what hope does to the brain? Hope is an internal belief that triggers chemical reactions in the brain. It releases endorphins, which is the feel-good chemicals, and those help to lower stress levels and increase your productivity. Hope is the belief that a person can impact what happens in their life in a good way. Believing that it is possible to make things better, even in some small way, allows a person to increase their overall hope for improvement. Both optimism and hope can support long-term mental health recovery by allowing a person to believe that things can and will get better with effort. Now, hopeful but realistic. Although hope is important, the expectations it produces need to be proportional to what it is possible. If a person's hopes are not realistic, then they can become disappointed and discouraged when they do not achieve a good result. For some struggling with serious mental health concerns, this might mean starting with measurable, attainable goals, like decreasing their hospital stays or attending all of their therapy appointments. Over time, the goals can gradually become bigger as their coping skills, medications, and other resources allow. It is helpful to be able to say, just because it isn't happening today does not mean it will never happen. Building hope. Although hope is an internal motivator, family, friends, providers, and others can assist an individual in increasing their hope. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, has identified four factors that can give people reason to hope. Number one, it's health. Being able to manage physical and mental health symptoms and to make informed, healthy choice for themselves. Two, it's home. Having safety and stability in the home environment. Three, purpose. Having a reason to get up each morning. Purpose looks different for everyone, but a lot of people find purpose in work, school, volunteering, their faith, family interactions, and creative expression. A sense of purpose helps a person have some independence and income and the ability to be engaged in the world. Number four is community, having a sense of belonging, friendship, and love. Now, hope in a psychological context isn't just wishful thinking. It's a motivated state involving setting goals, planning pathways to achieve them, and having the agency or belief in one's ability to follow through. Here are some of the best strategies to cultivate hope. 1. Set meaningful, achievable goals. This is a core concept in hope theory. Define clear, workable goals. Set realistic goals that align with your values and aspirations. Break down goals into small chunks. Large goals can be overwhelming. Breaking them into smaller, manageable steps allow for more frequent success, which builds confidence and reinforces hope. Develop pathways. Create specific concrete plans or pathways to achieve those steps. Identify resources and potential obstacles. Cultivate agency or motivation belief. Reminding yourself of past successes and difficulties you overcome. Use positive self-talk like, I can do this, to maintain motivation and belief in your ability to follow the plan. 2. Practice positive cognitive strategies, such as challenge negative thoughts or cognitive restructuring. Become aware of unhelpful or pessimistic thought patterns. Challenge them with more balanced, realistic, and hopeful perspectives. Practice gratitude. We went through that a bit just before. Regularly reflect on the things you're thankful for, no matter how small. This shifts your focus away from negativity and towards the positive aspects of life. A gratitude journal can be very helpful. Focus on strengths and accomplishments. Acknowledge your skills, resources, and past achievements. Focusing on what you're good at and what you've done right builds self-confidence and hope. Look for the good silver linings. Actively try to find positive takeaways or lessons from a challenging situation. It's one of my biggest beliefs in life is that, you know, if you can take a lesson from a challenging or difficult situation, then you transform that situation into a positive because there was a lesson in it. 3. Build and nurture social connections. Connect with supportive people. Surround yourself with positive, hopeful, and supportive friends, families, and community members. Positive emotions and hope can be contagious. Share your experiences. Talk to someone you trust about your thoughts and feelings. Feeling listened to and supported can reduce isolation and foster resilience. Engage in random acts of kindness. Doing small kind things for others can generate a sense of fulfillment, purpose, and positivity within yourself. 4. Prioritize self-care and lifestyle. Mindfulness and focus on the present. Practice techniques like meditation or deep breathing to anchor yourself in the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or worrying excessively about the future. Prioritize sleep. Good sleep hygiene is essential for mental and emotional resilience. Aim for consistent, adequate rest. Movement and physical health. Regular exercise, healthy eating, and hydration directly impact mood and mental well-being. Find ways to move your body that you enjoy. Engage in meaningful activities or hobbies. Spend time on activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, or a sense of purpose and creative expression. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend, especially when facing setbacks or difficulties. Number 5 is seek professional support. If the hopelessness persists or are overwhelming, there is always a professional or around, a therapist, a counselor, or start with your GP. Now, sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
I do really hope you took some positive information from this episode today about hope, and that you can put in practice some of the things we mentioned here today, because hope doesn't need to cost anything, but it's a practice. It's something that we need to be doing it every day, and the more you do it, the more natural it becomes to you. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.